Hey there, stress soldiers. This is Hunter Rivers, coming at you live from the trenches of everyday life, where we all face those moments that make us question our sanity, or at least our caffeine intake. Today's mission: embracing your vulnerability and asking for help. Now, I know what you're thinking, Hunter, asking for help. Isn't that a sign of weakness? Let me tell you, asking for help is the bravest thing you can do. It takes guts to admit you need a hand, and it shows real strength. Think about it, even superheroes have psychics. Ever felt like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when you try to juggle everything, keep everyone happy, and still somehow maintain some semblance of normalcy? It's exhausting, right? We all put on this brave face, pretending we've got it all figured out. But let's be real, nobody's got it all together. And that's okay. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the superhero complex and embrace the power of asking for help. First off, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's actually a superpower. Think about it, true strength comes from being honest with yourself and others about your struggles. When you open up, you create space for genuine connections and build trust. Sharing your vulnerabilities can be scary, like stepping onto high wire, but remember, a view from the top is worth it. Second, asking for help isn't admitting defeat, it's a strategic move. It takes smart people to know when they need support. Think about a chess player, they don't hesitate to sacrifice a pawn if it means saving the king. Asking for help is like that sometimes you need to let go of control and trust others to bring their strengths to the table. Third, remember that everyone needs a helping hand sometimes. We're social creatures wired for connection. Reaching out doesn't make you any less capable, it just acknowledges that we all have limitations. Imagine trying to build a house alone, you might get halfway there, but eventually, you'd need some extra hands. Asking for help is like calling in the construction crew, ensuring your project gets built strong and sturdy. Fourth, there are amazing resources out there waiting to help. You don't have to go through this alone. Whether it's a therapist, a friend, a support group, or even just a good old-fashioned vent session with your bars, there are people who care and want to lend a hand. Think of it as tapping into a network of human kindness and support, you deserve that. Lastly, remember that asking for help is an act of self-care. You're prioritizing your well-being and taking steps to thrive. It shows that you value yourself and your journey. Just like athletes train their bodies, we need to train our minds and hearts to embrace vulnerability and seek support when needed. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine. Let's call him Mark. Mark was super driven, always pushing himself to the limit. He landed this incredible job, got promoted quickly, and was juggling 3 projects at once. He seemed unstoppable, but behind that facade of success, Mark was struggling. He started feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted. But he never said anything. He kept pushing himself harder, thinking if he just worked longer hours, he could keep everything afloat. Finally, one day, he had a meltdown. It wasn't pretty tears, frustration, the whole shebang. It was terrifying for him, but it also became his turning point. He reached out to me, confessed his struggles, and asked for support. Together, we came up with strategies for managing stress, setting boundaries, and delegating tasks. It wasn't easy, but Mark learned the power of asking for help. He started saying no more often, prioritizing self-care and connecting with others who understood what he was going through. And guess what? Mark not only bounced back stronger than ever, but he became a champion for vulnerability and seeking support. His story is a reminder that asking for help doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. So remember, stress soldiers, embrace your vulnerability, ask for help when you need it, and never underestimate the power of connection. You are not alone in this journey, and reaching out can be the bravest thing you ever do. Now go out there, conquer your day, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra support. And as always, keep those stress levels low and those smiles high. See you on the flip side.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.